It's Jeremy Deeds here, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner. Welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday, 19th of May 2014. So in May and June, we're concentrating on bringing it all together in a single roadmap that is the life and financial plan for our future. This is the map that's going to guide us through the unknown that is the future. One particular aspect that we're looking at as part of this roadmap phase is strategies, financial strategies in particular. And these are the ones that help us to ensure that we always have the right money in the right place at the right time to achieve our life goals. Now, there are three core strategies in particular that form the main pillars of a financial plan. And these are savings, compounding, and asset optimization. And today I just want to talk about those first two, savings and compounding. In my mind, there's no doubt that saving is the route to financial security. It's by saving that we build up over time that financial wealth that provides us with lifetime security. Sure, there are other routes, such as building and selling a business, investing in property, relying on an inheritance, even a lottery win. And of course, there is the state and the state pension and other state benefits. I think there's nothing like implementing a strategy of saving to build up wealth with the minimum of risk. In the words of George Clason, who wrote a wonderful book called The Richest Man in Babylon, part of all you earn is yours to keep. And what Clason is saying here is that the first thing we should do when any money comes in is to put some of it aside into our savings. That's what we keep, and that's what becomes our financial security for the future. And it's my own experience of looking after older clients in particular that those who saved diligently throughout their lives and who did keep a small part of all they earned are the ones with the real freedom to live life to the full. So the strategy here is to put aside, before anything else, a little of what you earn. How much? Well, a rule of thumb is, say, 10 to 15% from day one. And the reality is that if we're truly diligent, for every £100 of income that we earn, gross income, the first £10 will be set aside into savings and investments, £15 will go into tax, £15 into debt repayment, and if possible, if it's your taste, a further £10 into tithing, 10% of income that goes to charity to helping others. If you do your sums, that leaves just £50 for living, hence the rule of thumb that you probably need to earn double what you want to spend on living. So now that you are putting away regular amounts of income, we need to decide where it goes. And that is part of what I call the asset optimization strategy, which we'll come to later on. Whatever it's invested in, though, remember Einstein's famous dictum: compound interest is the most powerful force in the universe. Compounding is a process whereby income from investments is reinvested, not taken out and spent. This has the effect of interest being earned on interest, and the result is exponential growth in the investments. However, this takes time and once again emphasizes the need to start saving and investing as early as possible in life. In practical terms, what you want to do is put in place a process for making sure dividends and interest are reinvested. Otherwise, it just leaks away. An easy way to do this is to use unitized funds, which also, as an aside, make it easy to allocate assets globally and in different asset classes, and electing accumulation rather than income funds, where the returns are automatically reinvested. So in summary, one of the best routes to financial wealth is through saving, investing, and reinvesting. So thanks for listening. I hope it's been of help. Next week, I'm going to give you some ideas about strategies for becoming financially well organized. In the meantime, if you want to really get to grips with your life and money, please do join the Living Money Movement by becoming a fledgling member for free at www.living-money.com. Take care. Until next week.